Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it is very important to note with the Royals, and I think how it ties into this Vinny Pasquantino injury is they don't have many good teams left on the schedule. They really don't. The Royals have 3 more games against Houston. They have 3 games against Cleveland. They have another 3 against Minnesota. They have the Yankees, and that's it. Now, you obviously need to win the games against Detroit. You have to win the games against Pittsburgh, but you would not put those teams that I just mentioned in that first category. You're not putting the Detroit Tigers and the Yankees in the same conversation. They are not close. They are not comparable. So if your question about the Royals is about their inability to beat good teams, I hear you. That's something that we've talked about on this show. They're not that far away from just being done with this. They're halfway done with the Riptide. They're halfway done. That's it. They're halfway done. It is gone kind of how we thought it was going to go. Now, you certainly didn't expect an injury to Vinny Pasquantino when you hope at the end of this thing that you don't have to deal with another injury, but this Riptide is gone kind of how we thought it was. All you needed to do was be around 500. Right now, in the most difficult stretch of their season, they're 500. I think the on-the-field part is going exactly how we thought it was going to go with the Royals. I really do. I think it was going how we thought it was going to go. And again, you have to remove the injury from this part of the conversation. You knew their bullpen was in trouble. And against really good teams, it's hard to hold leads with the bullpen that they have. You're not beating Philadelphia consistently with the bullpen that they have late in games where you really need to execute. They lost those games. You then look to this first game against the Houston Astros, a team that has played in and won a lot of big games over the course of the last 7-8 years or so. They got to your bullpen. This stretch for the Royals has gone kind of exactly how we thought it was going to go. They did the one thing that they were supposed to do. And if the knock against the Royals, and I've had this criticism, you remember, we had the stat of what their record is against teams that are the White Sox and not the White Sox, and how they have just basically been 500 against everybody else. They also perform really well against Cleveland. And if you're going to have another positive other than what you beat up on the White Sox, you beat up on the most important team left on your schedule and the most important team on your division. If you sweep Cleveland next week, you're in a phenomenal shape to be able to hold this thing off down the stretch. I'm not saying the Royals season is over in 10 days, but if they can just have a great next 10 to 12 days of their season, they can still win this division. You got 3 games against a team that you match up well in. At some point, you would think you have to beat the Minnesota Twins. You have one more chance to win a series against the Minnesota Twins. If there is a team that has had your number, it's been them. It's time to pay back a little bit of what they've given you over the course of the last couple of seasons, the last couple of weeks. Win the series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday against Cleveland, win the 3-game set next weekend against Minnesota. If you can win those 2 series everything that you thought was still possible before the Vinny Pasquantino injury is still possible if they can do that. So I have not moved off of, I guess, what the objective is for the Royals. Sure, it's disappointing. But Rob, you and I have made the analogy about this being like election night, where you look at the Electoral College. Man, you still got to win these states. You still got to figure out a way to win Pennsylvania and Ohio if you want to win the presidency. The Royals have a chance to do that. They still have a chance to win the division. They are 1.5 games back, and they play that team on Monday. Figure out a way to win two of these next three games against Houston, leave with the split, and do what you've done this season. Beat Cleveland and figure out a way to do something that you haven't done this season, which is overcome the Minnesota Twins.
I think the last 12 games, which what's left and within this riptide, as Vern calls it, which I like that term a lot, comes down to how you perceive the Royals. And I think what you're saying is factually accurate. They have done really well this season against the Guardians. And if you win two or three in that Guardian series, which you've shown most all of the season, you can take two or three from Cleveland. They've done it pretty consistently. They're, what, 8-2 against Cleveland this year or something outlandish? You feel like, okay. Then you start doing the math. You're like, okay, well, that's at least 6 wins within this riptide. You finally feel like you can get 1, maybe 2 against the Astros. You get 1 or get against the 2 against the Twins. You survive in advance against the Yankees. They come out the back end of the riptide 500, and anyone on earth would have taken 500 through this portion of the schedule. But I think the glass half empty people will tell you they are 4-4 with 12 difficult games left, and their lineup is now lacking. And now things you'd kind of put in your back pocket of, oh, we dominate the Guardians, I'm not worried about them. Well, do you still dominate the Guardians without your 3-hitter? Do you still dominate their pitching staff without your best RBI guy? The Twins, who have been a thorn in your side all season, they're taking on injury water too, but suddenly you are as well. You're a better team than them. The standings say it, the stats say it, but are you a better team with them without Vinny Pasquantino? I don't know. I've never seen that series. No one has. So I think these next 12 games are all about how you view the Royals. Let's be honest. All season, for whatever reason, I don't know the reason, the Royals have had a group of defectors as fans. They have gone out of their way to try to discourage the success of the Royals. And that group is telling you, without Pasquantino, it's just different.
Rob, I hear what you're saying, and I know what the show we had a couple of days ago. But I blame us. I blame this show. I blame us as media people. Why are we still listening to the detractors, at least when it comes to this team? Because this team said make it to, those people said make it to Memorial Day. They then got to Memorial Day. They said make it to the All-Star break. They then made it to the All-Star break. They, at one point in August, they were one game back, and if you win this game, you are in first place in your division if you do this. So I think it's Lebatard that says that the odds are normally in the skeptic's favor. At some point, if you tell me, man, I told you so about the Royals, you will tell me that in the ALDS, you were wrong. Like, what are we arguing then? You were wrong. If you're going to tell me, oh, man, I told you this team wasn't that good. Well, they made the wild card. What are we talking about? You said they were going to win 71 games. You've never been right at any point about the Kansas City Royals. So, again, I know that I have been guilty of this, too, with the detractors of the Kansas City Royals. Man, it is less than 30 games left in the season. All of us were wrong about the Royals. All of us. You and I thought they were going to win 75 games, which would have been a 20-game improvement over what they were. Maybe you thought, hey, if everything aligns themselves perfectly, they align themselves perfectly. Almost every move they made this offseason worked out tremendously for this team. Their best player turned into a true and legitimate superstar. Salvador Perez still has a lot of great baseball. I'm not concerned with appeasing the skeptics of the Royals. If you're going to find reasons to poke holes in the Royals, you're just going to do it with or without this injury. You've been doing it for 130 games. What's 30 more? There isn't anything stopping you from doing this.
And you know what? That point is extremely valid. It's maybe my fault. It's maybe the show's fault. Maybe it's the station's fault. Maybe it's media on the whole. But for some reason, it feels like we have entertained too often the detractors with the Royals. The people who are saying, they stink, they stink, they stink. I don't understand why there's a sect of Royals fans that are trying so hard to explain why the team stinks. It makes no sense to me because You know, on Thursday, that same fan's going to put on a red 15 jersey and we'll text the show in. The Chiefs are going to go 17-0. It just makes no sense to me. But the detractors, I think, have, for the first time in about 5 months, have a little bit of a point. Because it's the sprint portion of the season, and the Royals are starting to get banged up. And when you take, when it's sprint time and suddenly you got a splint on your leg, that could be a problem. Because it would be a, not historic, but big, big collapse. And the things that lead to big collapses are injuries, and they're starting to take them on. Renfro's hurt. Urseg left the game last night. We don't have an update on him that I've seen, at least. Vinny, we mentioned, is hurt. They had Michael Lorenzen get hurt earlier this week. I don't want to say that the detractors are right, because they're wrong, but I feel like the detractors, for the first time in a while, have a leg to stand on, because it's sprint time and the Royals are taking on a lot of water.
Yeah, I mean, the Royals are 15 games over 500 heading into the month of September. I mean, I don't know really what leg the detractors have to stand on with the Royals. They have 3 games left against Cleveland. They are 1.5 games behind them. They are 2 games up on Minnesota, and they play Minnesota at Kauffman Stadium a week from today. If you are on the detractor train, I guess with the Royals, you have maybe a week left. And at that point, I don't really know what the other yeah, but is going to be with the Royals.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.